This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Nancy Sisco, S-I-S-C-O, date of birth 3/30/1945. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Sisco with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, COPD, anemia, and vascular dementia. Her last visit was September 16th of 2024. She is feeling well today. No recent hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and currently very cooperative and friendly today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, or cough. No recent UTIs or other known infections. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Gabapentin is 100 milligram twice a day. Lamictal, 150 milligram twice a day for seizure control. Spironolactone, 25 milligram once daily for heart failure. And also she's on Z, like zebra, O-N-I-S-A-M-I-D-E, 100 milligram. She takes 3 capsules at bedtime for seizure control. She reports that she hasn't had seizures recently. Physical exam. Pulse is 70. Blood pressure is 128 over 78. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. She is alert and oriented, very cheerful and cooperative. No unusual movements at this time. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Lungs are diminished with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen obese, non-tender. Chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. In labs, most recent lab studies were done April 27th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.43 with estimated GFR of 37. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.5. Albumin is 4.7. Liver enzymes are normal. Her hemoglobin is 11.9 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, COPD, currently stable. 3, vascular dementia with seizure disorder, also stable. 4, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.